Hare Krishna. Here I am on the 22nd, which is a Friday. And I'm laying down upstairs because it was pretty super windy outside. It is windy outside, and Prabhupada was giving a massage at the same time. And I thought I would just start with a short update, since the devotees are always asking, how are you? And I'm relatively pain-free. I have discomfort, sometimes a little pain, but anyway, nothing. Nothing by comparison to whenever it was Tuesday. And I can walk, although I feel a little weak. I can lay down, but I can't sit. It's uncomfortable for me to sit. The pain is gone, so the other condition, which is the real source of the pain, the inflamed prostate, and what the what that condition is, that I can't say. I feel, like I say, I can't sit, so it feels like it's not obviously in proper order yet. Real news on that I can only give on Tuesday when we go to the hospital and meet with the doctor at that time. So that's the only practical thing. Other than that, probably I'll be just in the same condition as I am now, trying to keep myself down, because the tendency is, as soon as I get a little energy, then I want to do things. Although I did do my back exercises this morning, not the way I usually do them, for obvious reasons, but I did some of them, and that was good, because I was feeling a lack of that. Alright, let's move on to some other things. Many thanks to devotees from Hungary, UK, all the world, God brothers, God sisters, others send messages of goodwill and putting me in their prayers. That's certainly real medicine. Please forgive me if I can't answer you all. It really takes energy. It takes a lot of energy. But it's much appreciated, because it is the association and the blessings of Vaishnavas that's the real medicine. And devotees here in New Vrindavan, well, they always take good care of me, but now they're taking especially good care of me. So everything is going well in that regard. And I've had time to think on things, especially the nature of the material body and old age, especially, that leads to jnanamrityu-jara-vyadhi, that leads to disease, or different types of infirmities. This is one. And it's something that I've been relatively free of in life. Minor things, I always have allergy, and I had pneumonia and so-called typhoid, but this, I may mention that later. This is a condition that may lead to another condition, or it may be something that is continuous and goes on. Ultimately, it's up to Krishna. And I mentioned that one of the effects of disease is pain. Enough said about that. Another is inconvenience. It's inconvenience. I don't like to be restricted. Srila Prabhupada said, I'm a freedom lover. So I also like to be able to move freely at will and not be restricted. I certainly don't like laying down. And I don't like have to change my plans, but there's a greater plan going on, and I have to accept that. Just like yesterday morning, I was feeling quite well, and so I asked that devotees come over in the evening, and I could hear them chant. Because I'm not going to the temple for obvious reasons. I'm carrying around my bodily fluids, and I can't go into the temple in that condition. But by the time rolled around to see the devotees, then I told Shambhihar Prabhu to call it off because I just didn't have the energy. So, it's an inconvenience. One has to accept inconvenience. I remember when Srila Prabhupada was sitting in Toronto, and they were tearing up the sidewalk with a jackhammer while Prabhupada was there, and he also had, at that time, a really badly swollen tooth. And I was in 75, and when the temple president apologized that they wouldn't stop the jackhammering, apologized for the inconvenience, Prabhupada just shrugged it off. He says, "What to do? It's." This body is an inconvenience. Old age is an inconvenience. And it's also something to have to depend on others. One thing is to depend on them for just regular assistance. For instance, as a leader, others help. And but another is for private things, help just to get up from bed, sit up from bed. And it's humbling because, the private things become public. I have to walk around with my fluid remains. Ooh, anyway, but enough said. But what can I do? I have no choice. And I have to take medication in a way. Well, same way that you give medication to babies. Mothers will know what it's about. And then there's Krishna's greater plan. And ultimately, whatever Krishna wants is what happens. I had what I thought was a very Krishna-conscious plan, and it was. I was going to be in Budapest and going out on Harinam and preaching at in town, downtown preaching center, working on making Jew devotees with our counselors and the counselor system, and giving them more association there to the devotees. I need to do fundraising for completing the temple renovations that are going on, but Krishna had another plan, and with that other plan, I'm just here, and I can't even answer my email right now, or my email, or SMS, or answer telephone calls. I have a conference this afternoon. We'll see how I fare on that. And as I mentioned earlier, that I have to start thinking or accept that because here it wasn't the pain that the problem, it's not even just a urinary tract infection, but it's the prostate, which is something that I've been taking medication for quite some time. And we'll see how it's developed, or the inflammation has gone down by Tuesday. Has it? Maybe it hasn't. If it hasn't and my condition hasn't changed, then I continue with the same catheter. And if it has, then even the doctor had mentioned having to take medication for another 3 months and supervising more closely the situation. Of course, ultimately everything leads to Tathadi Antara Praptir, taking another body, ideally a spiritual body. But it's not all grim. The real medication is thinking about Radhe Shyam, chanting Hare Krishna. It's so obvious how that is such a different energy. It's the only medication. Yeah, that's the only medicine. There's no other medication other than these things. And I'm doing those things. I'm chanting my rounds. I'm thinking about Radhe Shyam, trying to figure out the way how I can see them from outside the temple without going in, if I walk over there. Otherwise, thinking about sickness is a whole different energy. It's the material energy. It's tamagun. Disease means tamagun. Even though Krishna may be managing it, but he's managing it for a purpose. And the purpose is not to get absorbed in it, but to become above it, to transcend it. And it's very obvious. It's so different, like black and white, like day and night, the difference between even trying to be absorbed in thoughts of the Lord, sound, thought, vibration, and just descending down into just succumbing to being sick, at least as long as one's mental faculties and one's awareness or consciousness is there. Once one's conscious, when you're not conscious, and it's then shvadan hoy, bhajan hoy. Yes, then it's your shvadan and your bhajan that will determine what one thinks of. And of course, in addition to that, and finally, the association of devotees, that also brings about that same energy. Sadhu Sanganana Kirtan Bhagavata Shravana Mutura Vasa. These things give that type of inspiration and vitality and life and positive energy, spiritual energy. Otherwise, absorption in misfortune only brings about more misfortune. Once again, many thanks to the devotees. That's all for today. If you're praying, then just pray that I can think about Krishna. That's the ultimate medicine, medication, and solution. It's the ultimate solution. Someone once looked for an ultimate solution or had an ultimate solution. The ultimate solution is Krishna consciousness. And we're so grateful that Srila Prabhupada gave us that ultimate solution. Hare Krishna.